Welcome to Well Actually, the podcast where we talk about things that are a little underrated. And at the moment, because we're not allowed to be in the same room, we're doing movies. My name is Vicky Hanlon.
What do you mean we're not allowed to be in the same room, Vicky? We're recording this sitting on top of each other's laps. I don't understand why you'd lie to our audience.
We're sneezed in your mouth.
We're hugging all of the above.
Yeah.
We're not a single distance. Breaking all the rules.
Yeah. I just gave Donna a wet willy.
You did.
And licked to take my it back. Finger and put it in her ear.
Hey.
High five. IRL, because we're in the same room as each other, definitely. And our address is unit number.
Whoa.
Because we all live together. No, we don't.
Yeah.
My name's Catherine. I've lost my mind.
That's fair.
And I'm Donna Collins.
Yay!
How's your mind?
Gone.
How's your mind, Donna?
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Answered my question. Just answered it.
Straight up left.
With a burp. She's no longer thinking with her head. It is all about that gas.
Jesus. What?
Gas? Where does the burp? Because it's gas that comes... Mm-hmm. Is it gas? Or is it, I don't know, oh
yeah,
God.
Gas,
yeah.
Well, you both were just looking at me like I was talking nonsense and I really started
I was talking nonsense. I was paying attention to my phone because I just got a text message from your housemate saying, are you guys recording a podcast? And me going, yep.
Sorry, we're recording Rose, a podcast. We're recording a podcast.
Losing her mind.
What's going
on? Shout louder. That'll get her.
Okay. That'll be good for the listeners as well.
Yeah, they'll love it.
Anyway, I'll just go knock on her door.
She'll love it. Anyway, we are recording a podcast. That is what we're doing. What movie are we talking about this week?
Well, yeah, we're still doing our movie review series because what else are we going to do? We can't really get guests on.
It is difficult.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm liking doing the movie review series. And it's cool because we're the only people on the internet with a movie podcast.
It's true. We're definitely the only podcast that has like transitioned into watching movies since this all started.
Yeah.
The only one who's done it.
Yep. We've cornered the market. Yep. You're welcome, society.
Yep. Yep, all those listeners out there were like, what I would just love is for three people to get on Zoom and talk about a movie. And we were like, let's meet that demand.
Yeah.
And we'll be the only ones doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that we've, it's pretty good, to be honest. Pretty inventive.
Yeah.
We did it.
We've done it.
So we've got a pretty loosey-goosey system, but I think the general idea is that each of us just kind of picks a movie that we think doesn't get the love it deserves, didn't get the appreciation it deserved at the time.
Which is still kind of staying on theme with our general podcast, so.
Yeah, but also just like chucked a movie in there that we remember fondly from our childhood or just because we felt like it.
Mostly... Like, we're doing this for us at the moment because we've all lost our minds and this is a nice way to bring it back for a little bit.
That's true. Very true. Yeah. So who picked this one? Who's this taken one, the reins?
This was confusing.
Yeah.
Because last episode, Vicky said that this movie meant more to me.
Well, I thought so.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, honestly, it's on brand. But this is only the second time I've watched this movie.
Yeah, couldn't remember if I'd actually seen this movie or not. And rewatching it or watching it, I still can't remember if I'd ever seen it before or not. So
the movie is But I'm a Cheerleader, which is a 2000 film. Hella Gay.
Hella Which gay. Donna relates to because so she's gay. A cheerleader.
But yes. I'm a cheerleader. Yeah. That's basically
the reason that it's on brand for you, right?
Yes. And nothing else in it. Because I am RuPaul.
You also do really love to wear shirts that say straight is great.
I do.
You
I
own several of them.
I'm 100%. I've written down that it's an incredible shirt that I would I'd probably wear. it's just amazing.
Get on Redbubble, Donna.
God, no. I'd be afraid of who I'd be giving money to if I bought that.
Yeah.
Who is this A Bolt that is just purchased a bulk order of t-shirts? Interesting. S. Kruger. Oh, she's bought 50 billion t-shirts.
Incredible. Yes. So it is about a high school girl who is a cheerleader and finds out she's gay because her family and friends send her to a gay conversion. What is it? Conversion therapy camp,
but yeah.
Yeah. A camp to change.
Doesn't she find out she's gay because she has a Melissa Etheridge poster in her bedroom? Like,
well, I mean, they run it through, but she doesn't quite put it all together until she's actually in the camp.
Yeah.
Which is how I'm sure all of our LGBT listeners out there found out that they were that they were gay.
Literally the only way. One day I woke up and almost an entire section of my wall was wallpapered in Melissa Etheridge posters. Yeah. I didn't even do it. I just woke up just, to that.
It was just part of the thing. It just happens at some point.
It's genuinely terrifying.
In all seriousness, I do imagine that having like your very average boyfriend jabbing his tongue in your mouth.
Yes, that was so uncomfortable to watch.
Probably the moment that a lot of gay people were like, maybe this isn't for me.
I don't even know a straight woman who would be like, yes.
Yes, please.
This is the perfect technique. Thank you. Please.
Yeah. I know that making out thing was meant to be like awkward and horrible, but I was just like, God, I don't know if I can watch this. It was a lot.
It wasn't a pleasant walk down memory lane of what it was like to be kissed as a teenager. That said, I haven't been kissed in a while because we are in lockdown. Yes, let's go with that as the reason. So I've forgotten.
3 years now. Lockdown.
My pussy's been in lockdown for 29 years.
Fuck.
Oh, it's horrifying. I will say straight off the bat, this movie is very important to the LGBT community because it is one of the few, it was probably one of the earlier and one of the few gay movies where it didn't end in death and was a happy ending.
Yeah.
And a lot of respect for this movie. Also, when I finished watching it, I kind of thought to myself, I don't really care for this movie.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Let's explore that, Donna.
Honestly, Catherine, you are in trouble right now because you can't say anything bad about this movie or else I'll call you homophobic.
I've written down a few points to start with. Not to sound homophobic, but.
It's a 2000s movie very indie, the most indie movie I've ever seen, and they just don't have a lot going for it.
I genuinely, like, I know that it's, like, it was made in, like, 99 or whatever, but, like, watching this movie compared to, like, with a lot of other movies that sort of came around out around the same time, I genuinely was like, is this movie from the 80s? It feels like this movie's from the 80s. Like,
They took a lot from John Waters'
diet. Yeah, for sure.
Basically.
It also has a very wet, hot American summer. Like, obviously, they're a camp, so that's very obvious.
That is it, yes.
The style of it. And also just the fact that there are so many actors in it, like, when they were, you know, just up and coming.
Yeah, early actors.
Also,
yeah.
Just, like, on a visual, it kind of felt budget Wes Anderson. Like, we're really trying to get that kind of like vibe going with the sets and everything like that. And it was.
See, I loved the aesthetic.
I thought it was great. I did think it was great.
That was one of my favorite things. That was one of the things I wrote down, where, not to sound homophobic, but I love the pink aesthetic.
I wrote down the interior design.
I mean, it's built for you. Like, it's you specifically.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, very true.
But there was a lot of interesting moments that I feel like, even if they were making this same movie today, they just wouldn't have gone with, like, the massive, so many droppings of the F-bomb. Just so many. And I'm like, I know that there's a lot of, like, the LGBT community, a lot of, like, gay men do call themselves that, but I feel like it probably just wouldn't have got past studio today, being like, no, we're not gonna say that word that many times.
I mean, as far as it went, it wasn't really through a studio this time, was it? Like, I doubt it got
the screens in.
Oh yeah, this is absolutely.
Like, so even now, it's like, if it got made, it would be made in the exact same way.
Probably, yeah,
because they don't give a shit about gay.
So I'm curious, Donna, what was it that you didn't like? Let's go through it.
Well, when I first, when I was a kid, like a teen, and I heard about the movie, it scared me.
I get that.
Which is just a weird thing, because it was kind of like, and that was kind of what it was said in the movie, where she was like, every girl like reads Cosmo. And the other guy was like, yeah, but you only think they're thinking what you're, okay, that, he said it a lot more succinctly, but I'm going to say, you only think they're thinking what you're thinking when you look at it. I can't remember if that's how he said it, but it was that kind of idea of like, I can't watch this movie. What if I react wrong? So obviously it scared me. Anyway, but now, I don't know. It's maybe it's because there's this underlying thing of like, maybe it's because Mike Pence, like the vice president, is really into conversion therapy.
Yeah.
For gays. And I've read a lot more about what that does to a person and how it affects their life. A lighthearted take on conversion therapy doesn't quite do it for me.
Yeah.
Well,
there's this underlying thing where I'm just like, oh.
A friend of ours went and did like a couple of sessions of gay conversion therapy for research purposes, and said it was the most horrific thing that he's ever had to like sit through, like just awful. And
so, yeah
making a lighthearted kind of version of it feels,
yeah,
I don't know.
And it's still very legal, which is just wild to think about.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of imagine back in the day, in the 2000s, maybe there weren't as many, because obviously there's heaps of gay people like behind the scenes on this movie. I don't doubt that. But maybe like knowing how much it affects people.
Yeah. Well, I read that
RuPaul
and Claire Duvall were the only, at the time at least, out gay people in the cast, which seems not great.
Oh, was she out then? I thought it was like that movie was what, like maybe, after that.
Maybe. I don't know. The trivia that I read was just that RuPaul and Claire Duvall were the only gay members of the cast. And that was it.
Yeah.
So all the supporting actors. Really? That's
what
okay.
I read.
That's really disappointing.
Yeah.
Because obviously Natasha Lyonne. Is
I mean it's a de- it's a it's a it's not okay that she's straight, as far as I'm concerned. How is she not gay? How she's,
I don't know.
It's just, yeah,
you know what, Kent, you know what we should send her to.
That would be a good satire. That would be, that'd be a better satire, a great sequel, than this, because if it was straight conversion therapy,
it would.
I can see that. Thinking about all the crew, like everyone in there. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Natasha Lyonne, interesting. I mean, obviously, brilliant actor. Everything she does on point. Love her to death.
Yeah.
How
I will watch do Russian you feel again about?
What was that, sorry?
Ironically, because it's about the same day. I've forgotten how jokes work. just pointing out something, is that a joke?
According to a lot of people. Why is
that Butterfield here? just bumping in. A joke is something that makes lots of people feel really sad and isn't designed to make people laugh. It's something that's just really fucked.
Yep.
Also,
thanks, Isaac.
Yeah.
Also, fuck your podcast with all women hosts. This is some sexist bullshit. Anyway, follow me on bloody Tumblr or whatever. I just cut his microphone.
Does he live with you? Is that how he's able to get on?
Oh, we're lovers.
And yet you haven't kissed in 3 years. Strange.
It's weird.
It's 29 years.
We've
been lovers for 29 years.
You are how old, Catherine? Maybe 29? That's creepy.
I am 29. Yes, yeah. I am 29. Anyway, back to Natasha Lyonne, a much better topic of conversation than
fuckhead. Yes. Thank you.
Than my boyfriend of 29 years, apparently. Ugh. Ugh.
It's hard to joke about it, isn't it?
Ugh. It really is. I feel like the electric shock therapy that they have in this, it should be every time someone says his name, just bloop.
Yeah.
I really thought that was a missed opportunity to have her actually using it as a vibrator. That's what I expected. That's what I assumed she was doing.
That she was doing. Like, I thought that was the joke.
She also has the best line of the whole film, which I really enjoyed, which is just, I'm Sinead, I like pain, and I'm a homosexual.
It's a beautiful, beautiful laugh. So
but, good. I'd be interested to hear what you both think about Natasha Lyonne, a straight actor, playing this character.
It was the early 2000s. I'm going to use that excuse for a lot in this film.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's incredible that there was gay people involved with it.
Yep. Yeah,
I would
agree with that.
Fairly used to it, to be honest.
if it was coming out today and it didn't have a gay cast, it would be widely panned, I think. But back in the day, I think it was just a miracle that it got made.
We literally took whatever we could get. As I said, very rare that there was a happy ending that didn't involve at least one death.
Yeah, the kill your gays
almost made more sense in the context.
Rope for a reason, and it's been around, unfortunately, for a very long time. And the fact that it didn't happen in this is huge, to be honest.
That's why it's a classic.
Yeah. Like,
it really is.
Honestly,
for a while,
it didn't take a lot, I think, to elevate it above a ton of other movies. It didn't have to be great. They just had to not die. They just had to be happy in the end.
God, the bar is so low.
Yeah.
it is sadly low. Even admitting that they were gay is a pretty huge step sometimes, because there's quite a lot of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. We're dead.
They're just real good friends and now we're dead.
Gal pals.
Gals being pals.
I was going to say, one of my favorite things in this movie was the bit at the start where she walks in and someone goes, "Surprise!" And she goes, "Oh my God, is someone dead?"
Yeah.
And like the idea that someone would throw a surprise party to announce that. easily one of my favorite things.
Oh, incredible. Incredible.
How do we tell her? Okay, I think I know how. I think I know what will help.
Oh boy. Yeah. It was,
We'll make all her favorite food. We'll get her boyfriend, who she clearly doesn't really like all that much.
Yeah, because according to this, tofu and vegetarianism and also straws all make you gay. All of those things. Which is incredible to know.
And foreplay.
Oh, yeah, sorry, foreplay makes you gay. Yes. Mm. Sorry, I forgot that. Because if you're...
I can't remember what she said after that. You just go in.
You just go in and, fuck. I should have written that down. It was
Baby
foreplay.
Michelle Williams. Though.
Foreplay is
that Michelle Williams?
Yeah.
Who said that? Little Michelle Williams.
Baby Michelle Williams.
Little baby Michelle Williams.
Yeah. This has got to be one of her, obviously Dawson's Creek, but this has got to be one of her first film roles.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Cool.
All right. Well, we really got to the bottom of that Michelle Williams. Finally. Five pages on that.
We can go really cycling through
that if you want.
About Michelle. Oh, there was another quote I really liked from the lady running it who, what was it? I had to look up her name. Kathy Moriarty.
Yes.
Amazing voice.
Oh, she reminds me of Kathleen Turner, incredible. That voice. Like it's
very... She was in this lady was in Casper. Incredible voice.
Yeah. Yes. That's where I knew her from.
Yes, but she says we don't use profanity or double negatives at True Direction.
Yes, I wrote that down too.
Favorites, yeah.
And on also, that, all I also them, thought. Yeah. No, you. Sorry, you go, Donna. You go.
Have you tried an opinion? Anyway, I was just going to say all their talk about finding the root.
I wrote down a bunch of those.
Because I guess they just didn't even come close to thinking about it because, boy, they say it a lot. Anyway,
my mother really got married in pants, I think, was my favourite one.
Yeah, I wrote that one down too. Yeah. I mean, I love pain and I'm a homosexual.
Yeah.
It's my favourite also quote, just but the, I think that one might be
in your new Tinder profile. I was born in France. It was the other one of the other reasons for homosexuality.
So
great. I think there are some very funny lines in this film.
Oh yeah, women have rocks. You just need to learn that to stop objectifying them. Brilliant.
Yeah,
great lines.
So this is something I thought was kind of interesting, very interesting, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on it. Is obviously, this film does paint sexuality as a spectrum. Mm-hmm. You're either gay or you're straight, and there's no in the middle. There's no dabbling. There's no mixing about.
Yeah, there's definitely some double parking. I feel like there's a bit of possible bi erasure in this movie, but that's fine.
I thought about that, but in my mind, it made sense because obviously a gay conversion therapy camp gonna make it longer every time. They're not thinking about a middle ground at all.
No, absolutely
not. In their mind, you come in like this and you leave like this. Like obviously, even if someone ended up saying, actually, I'm bisexual, they won't go, well, there's the exit. You did it. So it's kind of like, I get it. The idea that they kind of forced them to say that they're gay.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they have to be straight is sort of like, you're not going to get a lot of nuance in this.
Because I can't remember the character's name, but the girl that was in there that had the mohawk shave head.
And then leaves because
she realizes that she's not, well, she says, I'm not actually gay. I like men. People just thought I was gay because I wear shirts and shaved my head. And I was like, that could have been she might not be straight. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
We never.
It's relatively incredibly tricky because dealing with. Yeah, no, there would be absolutely zero nuance. And there could have been behind the scenes, but like, maybe a bit of a mention to it, but even if bi people ended up in a conversion therapy thing,
they would also be put
through the same hell. Yeah, there's absolutely. What was I going to say about that? There was a scene in the gay club, very tastefully called Cocksucker.
Yeah, beautiful.
Andre.
Can you guys explain that to me? Is that like a gay thing?
I wouldn't know
what that means.
I don't know. It's just interesting because they've got a big rooster out the front.
Ah, and that does he sense. Suck?
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say about him. Really that sucks. Guy.
Hey, that rooster sure does suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my knees and talk about how much that rooster sucks. I'm sorry.
Can I just say
yes, Julie Delpy. Julie Delpy
as the girl that comes up to her and asks her to dance. Oh, my God. So good. Oh,
who's that?
Julie Delpy Before Sunrise.
Before Midnight, Before Sunrise, Before
Sunset.
No. Sunset?
They're
so good.
I'm going to assume it's straight nonsense. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Straight nonsense?
It's straight nonsense that's really well written and acted and directed.
And the fact that, that it's like three movies from different points of a couple's like life. So, you know, each of the movies you check in on them, you know, a few years later.
They meet on a train and fall in love and talk a lot.
Yeah, and that's like the first one, and then the second one they're which one's the second one?
Before Sunset.
Yeah, and then the third one they've been married for ages and they're having trouble and stuff.
Oh, spoilers.
Sorry, oh my God.
Whoa. Straight couple having marriage trouble, shit. Yeah. We should have another trilogy about that. Never seen that movie before.
Straight nonsense, well acted, written and directed, okay? It's fine. You know, one of the things I really like about this film?
Mm.
90 minutes.
Oh.
Get in and get out.
Yeah.
I
had to watch it quite late last night to be able to talk about it today. And I was like, God damn it, I'm going to be. And then I looked at the time and I was like, fuck yeah, it's going to be done soon. Hell yes, I can do this now.
For someone who loves Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino and lots of directors that specialize in straight nonsense and love to make very long films about straight nonsense, also really appreciate a good 90 minute film.
Absolutely.
A quick gay.
Yeah, real nice. Yeah.
Can I ask a question about something from very early on in the movie? One of the very, very...
No, we have to move on. Scenes. So, recasting.
Sorry, we're at the halfway point.
We can't do that.
Don't talk over...
Why?
Anyway, sorry, please.
Didn't she lock her locker?
Because she trusted people. She didn't feel like she had to hide who she was.
Okay.
Yeah, she just...
thing about her is before she gets to the camp, like, but she keeps saying things like, you know, when they're talking about, you know, being horrible to two people who just like each other, even though they're the same gender. And she's like, oh, that's horrible. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but I do remember a few times.
Because when at school and she had the poster of the girl up in her locker and then she shuts it and then her friend just opens her locker and takes the picture out. And I'm like, why didn't she lock her locker at school? Like, why?
I think she just attractive boyfriend.
No, just
so
like
not
a,
even.
Just from a
so
practical.
So not even from a. Right, yeah. So not from a she's trying to hide her sexuality. Just from a what if someone steals her lunch money?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, right. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, her locker is purely filled with pom-poms.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but that the bulk of her locker was pom-poms.
Which do seem
and
to
also
be very
her friend,
important
who
to
is
her.
Also a cheerleader, no pom-poms.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. I was like, I was like, why did she bring the pom-poms to the conversion therapy camp.
So she could do the
thing. Because you just never know when she's going to need her pom-poms. You just never know. Yeah. No, I like to think it's because they're trying to set up her character as she isn't really ashamed of who she is and she really doesn't see the problem with, you know, being gay.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is she doesn't really know.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't have any idea.
But she doesn't even seem to go through the same guilt that oh God, what's her, what's the...
Graham?
Graham. She doesn't seem to go through the same, she doesn't seem to have like the same kind of internalized, maybe because she just hasn't been dealing with it for as long, because she's like, gay, I mean, okay.
She did have a pretty big freak out when she was announcing it to the group. Like, there was so much. Did anyone else see so all of the spit come out of her mouth?
Oh my God.
She went weirdly cross-eyed, which I think we've all experienced, obviously.
But do you think it's because of her not wanting to disappoint people? So not wanting to disappoint her parents, not wanting to disappoint because the church, because she's quite religious, as opposed to being an internalized, oh, this is horrible, I'm a bad person, this is a bad thing.
I think it was that middle ground of she didn't know it was an option. So she thought she was playing by the rules. Like, she thought she was doing everything she was meant to. Because you're kind of told, I guess, in religious stuff, you know, don't do stuff with boys. Like, and she's like, well, I won't. She doesn't realize how easy it is when you really don't want to. So it's kind of like,
this is great.
Well, there's even a line about that. It's easy to be a prude when you aren't attracted to the,
Yes. But yeah, so it's that kind of idea. I don't think it was ever on her radar. And that's kind of the,
I think she just didn't realize it was an option.
And then when she did realize, her parents disowned her and her friends sent her away.
Very cool. Very cool.
But again, I still read her character as not having the internalized homophobia that some of the other characters in the film have.
Well, you're kind of being sent to
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's why it's kind of, it's when she comes back at the end for Graham and she's like, but I'm going to take you away. And Graham's like, well, I can't go. I have to do this. I just feel like there's more struggle. And I liked that they did that because I feel like it would have been the easier choice to have Graham come and rescue her. So I think it gave both characters much more depth by doing that. And the other thing that kind of leads me to the other point that I wanted to ask your guys' opinion about is what I thought was interesting about this film is that the male characters at the camp, the gay guys, are much more kind of caricatures and stereotypical, whereas the female characters are given a lot of depth and a lot of nuance and have our favourite thing on, character development. And I just think that seems quite rare. Like, even now I still feel like when we see depictions of gay characters, even when they're done well, which let's be honest is very rare, it's getting better, but not better enough, I feel like it's always gay, queer women who are sidelined a lot more of the time. So I wondered what you guys thought about that in this film.
I think that from a very, like, possibly cynical point of view.
Cynical? No.
the people that...
on this podcast?
The people that wrote it, had everything to do with it, found more humour, however misguided, in gay men. And there was a lot more things of those guys that were played for laughs. And not necessarily in a comfortable, okay way. Some of it was, you know, too much. Some of it was, you know, whatever. But I think that that was probably more that they had the guys there to be the real comic relief kind of stuff. And like, ooh, the boys are checking each other out. And, you know, look at RuPaul's character checking out the son of the woman who runs it and everything like that. I think that that is probably more what happened with that rather than...
And I guess also because it was a female lead and her relationship was kind of the focus of it. So, yeah, I guess the peripheral characters were kind of, you know, toned but down even, character even development that, wise.
But even that's interesting to me because I feel like, again, the way that LGBT characters are portrayed in film, TV, media in general, that I feel like we still have, we've had things like The L Word, you know, which was a brilliant show, but I still feel like the depiction of queer women is so much further behind. And this was written by a gay man. So I just find it really interesting that they decided to put women at the center of the story.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
I think that's a really good thing that they did it that way.
Yeah, I also think that there's if you're going to stereotype gay men and gay women, gay men are effeminate and it can, like, people use that for humour, and gay women are usually angry and...
And humourless.
Like, humourless, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that and that's the kind of stereotype that a lot of things go for, and so...
So I guess for a comedy, they had to sort of change that part.
I think so.
Yeah, but it is interesting. Yeah, the guys were kind of more funny side characters.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah.
I just appreciate any film that actually treats the female characters with any kind of nuance, because it's so rare, especially in a comedy of this era.
It's very true.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Very rare. So I don't know much about how this... Sorry, Donna, you go. You go.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about what I liked about the movie is what I like about quite a lot of gay movies and also movies of a Jane Austen era is that so much is about yearning.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, real focus on, like, hands and stuff like that. I don't know. There's just something about that where you just kind of go... Yeah, that's one of ours.
Yep.
That's one of our movies.
Yeah, it's real element. Sexual. Yeah.
Mm. Well, no, not what I meant. I meant more like...
Donna likes hands. Donna wants to touch hands.
Look, if I could have a catchphrase from all of this, Donna wants to touch hands is probably it.
Donna knows Donna wants to touch hands.
It's getting longer by the day. Anyway, yes, so that kind of element, I liked how they had little framing bits where you kind of just saw their hands touching kind of thing, and you kind of knew what was happening. Like that, you know, ooh, that one likes that one, etc.
Yeah, the also, bit where they're sitting next to each other and they're watching a movie or something, and they're sitting next to each other, and she just kind of leans puts her hand onto the other one's arm and just kind of like strokes it a bit. I was like, yep, this is good. Yep.
Yeah.
And when they're in the little class thing and they're like scrubbing the ground and they're just like, you see them every time they go back to them, they're just like getting a little bit closer and closer and closer every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. It's a sweet love story. So I thought
that was really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think would have...
Oh, I love this. I really get to... This is great. Let's do a gay movie every time. At the end where she did that, here is the through line between Buffy the Vampire Slayer and this movie.
Hell yeah.
Terrible cheerleader.
Is it Claire DeVal? Because Claire DeVal's in Buffy as well for one episode.
Well, no, not that. It's the terrible cheerleading.
Sure, very bad cheerleading.
It's a bit, yeah, you know what, at the end,
the girl does so seriously, they're not good at it.
No, it's like right at the end when she was doing that cheer, I really wanted it to be the same one in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie where it was talking about Funky Chicken and I really wanted it to be that so bad. Yeah. I was like, oh, I guess. Numbers,
fine. But yeah, all right, whatever.
That's all I wanted. But so far we've picked two very good cheerleading movies that are terrible cheerleading movies.
Yeah.
My favorites.
Anyway. Maybe we will have to do Bring It On.
Yeah, just to watch some movies.
Complete this series. And the cheerleading in that movie, fantastic. Absolutely phenomenal. So obviously this film is considered to be a cult classic, but I don't know much about how it was received when it first came out. Do you guys know? Have you done your job and done some research? Because I haven't.
Not as much as I should have. Really. It only has 39 out of 100 on Metascore, so not well, I imagine.
I assume it probably wouldn't have been great because there would have been a lot of straight reviewers going, and gay reviewers going, well, this is pretty good. This is all we got.
Yeah.
So it's not like,
I guess we have to love it.
I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds us. So it's kind of that idea of like, yeah, I can see it being a cult classic, but I definitely can't see it being, wow, what an amazing movie. Straight and gays alike. Come on, let's all watch this.
How many Oscars did it win? Was it
like seven?
Only seven. Only seven.
Only seven. Honestly, it's homophobia.
Yeah. It's like them giving the Academy Award to Crash over Brokeback Mountain, homophobia. Oof. Them only giving But I'm a Cheerleader seven Oscars, homophobia. Just
some guy from rampant. CNN.
And all in the special effects,
all of
which
them.
Is interesting.
So
all
much
of them.
CGI
yeah.
in that film. It's incredible.
Yeah.
No actual touching.
So when you CGI. Say that only two of the actors are gay, it's because the rest of them are Andy Serkis doing CGI. Yes. Or what's that called?
Yeah.
Stop motion capture thingy.
Yeah, motion capture, yeah. Around. Yeah, that Godzilla in the background. Just Andy.
Yeah.
King Kong. Just Andy.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Quite incredible, yeah. Because Michelle Williams actually couldn't get the time off of Dawson's Creek to film this, so they had to CGI her entire performance.
Which is why she said Dawson quite a lot. For a film that didn't have anyone named Dawson.
And why she was always like, let's go to the creek.
Yes. Oh, she loved that creek.
God, she's obsessed with creeks. Side note, turns out I live next to a massive creek.
I did see that picture you put
also,
up. It is quite a large creek.
It's massive. Yeah. Went for a walk down there yesterday. Was like, oh, I've only lived in this apartment for 2.5 years.
Didn't know.
I was looking for him. Yeah, because apparently he died in the creek. Did you guys have that rumor at your school as well? That the reason it was called Dawson's Creek is because Dawson died in the creek. I just remember thinking that was so sad.
That poor boy.
Yeah. And that, like, the show was, like, a sort of
like
thing. It's like the past, yeah. And then the final episode is going to be like
for the episode
Six Feet Under style. They all die. And he just, oh no, I'm in the creek.
And all this time you're in the creek and I forgot how to swim.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, Joey's there like, sorry, I'm going to go marry Tom Cruise. I can't help. The
God,
others
I love
are
the
there.
Show.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, sorry, at some point, Vicky, you were going to say something. Probably about
I was,
the movie.
Yeah.
Waiting. We'll run back to this.
Someone from CNN.com said, But I'm a Cheerleader is a smug little comedy that tries to mock other people's self-righteousness while ignoring its own.
The fuck?
How is it smug?
Yeah.
I don't
really understand. Understand that.
I don't know, and I refuse to read the whole thing.
No, reasonable.
I absolutely flat out refuse because that's just the little like pull quote that they've taken from it. Someone else.
What's their view? They're smug that being gay is all right. Smug.
Maybe I should read it because I'm interested.
Get
to
over yourself, God! You're so full of yourself with your bloody. Yeah. Believing that all humans are entitled to love whoever they want.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Gross. There's every
get over it.
That this review is too old and won't. Oh no, here we go.
There we go.
First time director Jamie Babbitt and screenwriter Brian Wayne Peterson have overlooked the single most important rule of satire. Know your enemy up, down, and backward before you start lobbing grenades, and make sure the audience knows him too. If all you present is the thinnest veneer of a foil for your ideas, You eventually end up making fun of your own tunnel vision. Is he saying that they didn't give enough credit to conversion?
They don't know enough about homophobia.
I feel like they, the makers of this film, understand that homophobia is bad.
Yeah,
I feel like we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there was any a point.
Like, it's definitely a satire where you can see where they're going, what they're going for, and they don't always quite get there. But I feel like you can walk away from this film and be like, oh, I think everyone involved in that is pretty on board with the idea that homophobia is bad.
Yeah, it kind of like, yeah, they were like incompetent straight people fumbling around trying to do this thing.
Instead of like, stopping
at the Yeah.
So instead it's of like, stopping and, you and listening
to unless to are they meant to be like really, really good at conversion therapy? Is that, did they want a gritty, hard hitting expose on what actually happens, or
I don't called know. But I'm a cheerleader. Starring a cheerleader,
yeah.
I think he wasn't happy about the fact that the religious parents were dumb. He didn't like the set design, like the and costume design and all that.
Well,
sort
he's
of
wrong
stuff.
About that. I mean, not to sound homophobic, but he's wrong about that.
I don't know if this guy's gay. Who knows?
I assume he's a straight man, isn't he?
I assumed he was straight. Yeah.
The idea of the parents being dumb—it seems like they weren't. Really?
I didn't read them as dumb. I just read them as they were so brainwashed by their religion that they weren't willing to stop and actually have a conversation with their
daughter as a human.
And be like, oh, so you're coming to understand your sexuality. How can we support you through that? They just didn't seem interested in
disowning her.
Know her. And then she's, for a big portion of the film, just as brainwashed as they are, because she immediately gets to the camp, finds out she's gay.
Yeah.
I just did that in air quotes for the listeners at home. so really paint the picture for you.
Sure.
And then as soon as she's just like, she commits herself to being like, okay, well, I got to bloody nail this course so I can go home and do weird tongue kissing with Jake.
Be allowed to live with her parents again.
Yeah.
And have it.
Not be homeless.
So the two
There's
last.
There's a huge amount of stakes in this.
The two last paragraphs probably. There's certainly a movie to be made out of real life camps that try to reprogram kids into being what their parents want them to be, namely anything but homosexual. But by giving it this cotton candy treatment, Babbitt and Peterson have diffused the anguish at the heart of the story. There's nothing funny about But I'm a Cheerleader, aside from the fact that the people who made it thought it was funny. It's easily one of the worst, least complex movies of the year. Avoid it, even if you're neutered. I don't know why they have to say that.
Even if you're neutered?
It's what it says.
Even if you're
And then at the
E-sex
end of it,
dogs, not allowed.
Yeah, at the end of it, it says, this is in italics, so I don't know what, if it's written by the editor or whether, I don't know. But it says, But I'm a Cheerleader is full of stuff that will appall same-sex kissing phobes. There's bad language and sexual situation, but nothing.
Oh, that's a long
graphic.
Way to say it.
Yep.
I'm not a same-sex kissing phobe. But
Babbitt is preaching
but I am a
converted here. If you recognize that people should be allowed to live their lives in any way they choose, there's no reason to watch it.
Is he, wait, in this review is suggesting that it didn't end homophobia and therefore it's a bad movie? Like, maybe. Is that part of it? Like, if you already agree with it, don't watch it because it won't
change. I genuinely...
If you're a same-sex kissing phobe...
I think he's also... Yeah, same-sex kissing phobe is...
Please, same-sex kissing phobe is my father's name.
Another little paragraph in here says, this would all be extremely clever if it weren't so pathetically one-dimensional and you didn't sense that the filmmakers are very pleased with themselves for having done it. They're talking about the... they're talking about the set design and the plastic flowers in the garden and the solid colors with the pink and the blue and the fact that the girls wore the pink and the, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so very...
Okay, that paragraph where he was like, you know, it's nothing to laugh at, blah, blah, blah. Very true.
Yeah. Onside. I do agree with that, yes.
But the rest of it is weird.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a weird... gay people should be able to make movies about all sorts of things in their experience. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems...
As long as one of them dies.
Yes, as long as one of them dies and no one's happy. Specifically, yes. No, of a mysterious coughing disease, usually. Yes,
usually.
They cough a little bit into a handkerchief and, there's some and blood, you know.
And then there,
Yeah, and there's a bit of blood. Uh-oh.
Maybe they just choked on a sausage roll and a bit of tomato sauce came out.
They still
and
then they die.
And then they die. Yeah.
Yeah.
No Brokeback Mountain, again. Sorry to spoil the ending. But,
Sorry, this very, very short. A lesbian cheerleader.
One of my favorite movies of all time, by the way.
Is confronted by her family and friends about the alternative lifestyle path she intends to follow in a tale that fizzes out of fresh ideas early on. Great, great.
So, to answer my question, the film was not well received.
There's a couple of decent reviews, but there's only a couple.
Do you feel so obviously we mentioned before that there's no way that this movie would get made with a like a straight cast. How do you feel it would be received if it got made now?
I think probably based on how I think it would be seen as glib and a bit shitty to make a movie about this. Just because I don't know, it just seems a bit mean for people who have been a part of it to show it as like this weird, what a weird camp we're in.
Yeah,
you know, instead of whatever.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
but hey, has it got a happy ending? Do they end up together? I don't know. We might still like it. I had something else. Oh yeah, the house, the gay house, incredible.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Dolph's outfit, incredible.
Speaking of
the weird bit where their napkins were the AIDS sign, incredible. Yeah.
The second he started talking, I was like, oh my god, it's Zuko from Avatar and Rufio.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, Dante. I was very excited to see him.
It was delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful young man.
Yeah.
With an excellent old rainbow outfit that I want so bad.
So badly.
Yes, but the hate crime they did where they kind of went over there with their signs.
Oh, yeah.
Chucked a rocket. That was real brutal.
Yep.
It was kind of a whole thing because, like, the veneer of it, like the, you know, the signs that were a little bit cutesy but also horrible.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a sign of the whole movie where it was like this horrible thing happening, but they're doing it in such a, aren't we silly? Yeah, like, I dropped that pen. Anyway.
Has there been, because I guess one of the good things that you could take from this film, besides Donna starting a straight is great t-shirt shop on Redbubble.
Sure,
Which is, you know, her destiny, is that it would... start a conversation about the fact that these places exist. They're still very legal. They're still very accessible, unfortunately. So I guess, like, I would like to see more content about these places made, but maybe not with such a sort of tongue-in-cheek, isn't this all just a bit quirky?
There's some good
documentaries. Isn't another movie... I haven't watched it, but there's a movie called The Miseducation of Cameron Post.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it.
I think that's about it as well.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that film, but I didn't know what it was about. Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, I definitely feel like this is a topic that I would like to see explored more.
Honestly, as far as the topic goes, I'm all right with not seeing too much of it sometimes. To be honest,
same, yeah. I understand
it's a little bit hard to
know, but God damn it. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Needed in little bits, not in a whole movie.
Maybe not a comedy.
Oh, not a comedy. Not a buddy
maybe
comedy.
Not a lighthearted comedy.
There was a bit in this movie, because this whole thing was meant to be 2 months, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
I swear they said at the start, the whole thing was meant to be 2 months, and there was a bit where she was like, it felt really far in, and she goes, hey, there's 4 weeks left of this thing.
Yeah.
Is my math right? Have they only been there at that point for like 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks? Is that bad math? Because if there's four weeks left, she's barely in it. So they fell in love.
Yeah.
I got one of them kicked out.
So
much happened. And then she goes, oh, it's only been 2 weeks.
Well, there you go. That's a lesbian stereotype they used then.
To be fair, yes. Yeah. Luckily, they didn't move in. They're already in the same room.
Yeah. None of them built anything.
Yeah. Well, that was because they weren't allowed to, because they were in...
they weren't allowed to, yeah.
Therapy. The boys had to...
Would have loved if that was... Sorry to lead into the stereotype here. I'm not a same-sex phobe, but
kissing
I think it would have
kissing
been...
Phobe.
Oh, sorry. Kissy... What was it?
Same-sex kissing phobe.
Same-sex.
Oh, sorry. What did I say?
Just same-sex phobe.
Yeah, that almost made sense. Whoa, calm down.
Same-sex kissy-kiss phobe.
Smoochy phobe.
Yeah. I do think it would have been very funny if one of the reasons that they were like, we think you're a lesbian, is because she, like, built her own, like, I don't know, what's something you build?
A cabinet.
Cabinet, thank you. I kept leading towards sandcastle, and I'm like, I don't think that's a stereotype. I think that's just what people do on the beach. I don't know.
So gay. Sandcastles are so
gay. Yeah, notoriously gay. They're, like, iconic.
You out there on a beach, you're building a sandcastle?
Yeah. Gay. You so go gay. To Mardi Gras and head. People are just dressed up as sandcastles.
Yeah. Classic.
So do we recommend people watch this movie?
If you want to see some classic cult gay movie,
yeah,
sure, but don't go into it expecting
don't go out of your way
a good time, I guess.
I think the performances are fantastic. I particularly love Melanie Lynskey, and I'm just so gutted that she hasn't had a bigger career.
Yeah,
she's just so good in everything.
She's so good.
Have you guys seen Heavenly Creatures?
Not for a long time, but I have, yes.
Oh, that's a big old movie. Definitely not 90 minutes. And someone definitely dies at the end.
Yes.
Whoa, spoilers.
If you want to go down a bloody Wikipedia hole, I recommend Googling that
film. Done that. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's real bleak. It's real bleak, yeah.
No joke?
It's no kooky...
it's not a conversion
camp
film.
I think she's just great. Love her. Think that she just fell into being like the best friend character in a lot of things, and that makes me sad. She's awesome.
Thinking of it, she was in a movie with Elijah Wood on Netflix. I cannot remember what it was
called. Lord of the Rings.
I can't remember much about it. Delightful.
Lord of the Rings, the 2000s.
I liked the movie, so it can't be Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King.
I thought you were going to say Return of
Lord
the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, two ring.
Hey,
two
I found
periods.
This ring.
Hey, you want this ring?
The Lord and the Ring.
I don't feel at home.
The Lord of the
Ring Six,
Michael Hill Jewelers.
It's if for anyone who actually does want to know,
rings.
It is. I don't feel at home.
I know.
World anymore. That is what
ring us on the phone. Ring, ring.
That ring. The ring, Lord ring. Of the telephone.
I think that's probably
the time Lord to wrap of the it ringtone, and it's that little frog.
Crazy Frog. Crazy Frog. Can we talk about how problematic Crazy Frog is?
Oh, I mean, you're the one who has to go, so yeah, sure.
I'm sorry.
I don't think I know. How is he problematic other than just his little wee-wees out?
I think it's just offensive to frogs.
Oh, I think
it's just stereotyping
frogs. He's mentally ill frog. Yes.
Also, using that word in that context is very bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
True.
Shouldn't do it. But, you know, also just leave the frogs alone. Look, I know same frog, kissy, kissy, home at home. But.
What?
Is this why you wouldn't watch The Princess and the Frog?
Yes!
The same frog, kissy, kiss.
Me and my same frog, kissy, kiss support group meet up every Friday. This is what this is why I have to go always when we after.
Yeah.
We
oh yeah, you're right. Your meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going.
Well, I wasn't going to tell everyone. I was just going to let you have that. But
okay.
No, you said before because you have to go. So you let them know. Yeah. No,
I wasn't going to tell everyone why you were leaving.
Oh, because of my kissy kiss frog group. Yeah,
yes, I wasn't going to tell them that.
That's what us straight people do. We just meet up every Friday afternoon. You pick a different thing to get
out of
that. Hey, how dare you? You're cancelled, Donna.
Wow.
I am anti-straight.
You and Isaac Butterfield being cancelled this week. It's great.
Oh, Isaac Butterfield here.
Oh, just shit. Wanted to say can you go that chakra into the meeting?
Donna, I would like to order one of those straight is great t-shirts.
If I could get it
in an extra, extra, extra small because I want to use it as a little stocky for my dick.
A little stocky.
A little stocky for my little dicky.
Great.
My little Isaac Butter.
Smiley.
I think that is a great note to leave it on. If you want to follow any of us while we lose our minds collectively online, you can do that. The socials for this is Podcast Actually. It's on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow me at Vixter.gram on Instagram and Vicky Hanlon on Twitter. You can follow Donna at DonnaTello24. Or Donna_Fun_Collins on Instagram. And you can follow Catherine.
And check out my Redbubble to find my straightest great socky.
And you can follow Catherine.
Little socky, little dicky.
Kath Thrill House.
Hey, Donna, I think we need to go over to the joke whiteboard for that one.
I think we do. I think we really need to break this one down.
Let's see if we can figure out where Catherine's brain is.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time with
a different
kind of movie. I don't know which one yet. Maybe it'll be Bring It On, but who knows? We did have another one that we were talking about watching. What was it?
Yeah.
We did. If my friend is listening, maybe we will watch
it. Oh, I know what it was.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to do it.
Is that the one about the guy who kidnaps the girl and then gives her
a gun? Thank you so much for falling in love with him. Thank you for listening, guys.
Join us next week for a review of 365 Days.
No promises.
Absolutely not.